After FedEx systems engineer Chuck Nolan's plane crashes in the Pacific Ocean, he finds himself fighting to survive on a deserted island with nothing but a painted volleyball. A silent partner he names Wilson for company. This is Castaway with Joseph Mazzoni, a dilettante. How much we do take for granted. I'm talking about civilization, of course. Being thrusted into such plush surroundings makes us forget of the eons-long perpetual investments man has made in bettering his habitat. This is all in an effort to at least protect himself from the wilderness of nature, as it was only a smidgen of recent time that he rationalized that it is best for his protection to control the direction of nature herself. Such a thirst is not one of self-serving power lust by necessity, as clearly is it wrong for mankind to want to synthetically produce insulin so his babies with incorrect immune systems can avoid death? Is it wrong that he violate the soil and its original disposition to excavate black gold to feed and sustain his higher emotions? It is inherently Christian to fear man amplifying his dictation to nature and how she should be versus celebrating it as expanding his own ability to be. No, Castaway does not dive that far into meditation, as there is no pontification of the luxury we live in and yet constantly complain about. A good thing to be sure, for this restlessness contra Schopenhauer is what makes life worth living. But it does show how delicate and fragile all of this is. It reveals hidden to our hustle and bustle how precious all these thousands of years of human effort are. That at day's end, we are a shipwreck away from being exposed to the harshness of the wild. There's a bit of Hollywood magic, however, in how convenient it is that the island our castaway is set upon has a replenishing supply of coconuts, and his failures are not signaled strong enough for us to generate an intense empathy for his struggle. We are not even allowed to see his painful awareness that he may be sentenced the rest of his life to an island prison. What universals, in other words, might be said about the castaway? We don't see desperation, exhaustion, anguish. If any appear, such as in his failings to develop fire, they do not linger agonizingly enough to grant us gratitude to our forefathers for our own situations, no matter how wretched. Resentment is a symptom of entitlement, which is a disease of the ingrate. Even the castaway's longing for his love, which we find is what sustained him as long as possible, is merely castaway in itself. There are no scenes that express his yearning, his emptiness for love, and again, there's nothing to show for how he handles the brute fact. Upon his return, we are given the sense of shell shock, but nothing which makes concerted the juxtaposition for how barren he was to know how rich he is for being served ice cubes. I'm not saying that this is what the thesis of the film is and that it missed, but I am saying that such a vision for gratitude is better intended cinema than the incoherent handling of the man's lost love and his redemption at life. Grade B minus. This has been Castaway with Joseph Mazzoni, a dilettante.